Okay, here we go, right in front of Freedom Hill. About the same, actually. I thought it'd be worse, but it's been pretty thick. And not much different. I think I'm going over the river right now. When am I going over the river? So, still got that quarter mile thing going on. Yeah, going over the river right now. So not really any worse. Not really any better either. And so what would I do? You gotta put up your own support, right? And a mast. I've got those Rhone masts that push up to about 42 feet. 40 is a really nice height. You get down on as low as 80. They'll get your wires up there good and high. If you don't have a house to clamp it to, those masts don't work too well. They don't freestand all that well. I mean, you could guy them, but that becomes kind of messy. At that point, I'd consider, finding 20 or 30 foot of that cheap TV tower or Rhone 25 and sinking like two or three sections of that. And then on the top of that, you could, put a 10-foot mast, get you up to about 40. But then you got this, tower. A lot of people have them out there because if you want any hope of getting any television where you're at, you got to do something like that. So you could do something like that. You could put that. Put up 20, 30 foot of tower, and that'll get you a TV antenna. Gets down in Detroit or in the Flint for TV, and then also a good support for your wires. But yeah, if you got a freestand at one of those masts, not that great. Now, if you can get it right up near the house, which is a great place to have the apex of your wires, then you can house bracket it in a couple of spots. Not too obtrusively, without any, long-lasting damage or anything, just a couple of screw holes. So it really depends on where you can put the support. But 40 is the target. I mean, anything's good, but 40 would be really, really sweet. Dakota?